please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code Taskmaster. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. It was, I believe it was the year was 2000. Scott Steiner, WCW, ends up cutting this promo on Nitro, eviscerating Ric Flair. It makes no sense because he wasn't feuding with Flair, but it makes perfect sense because it's Scott Steiner and he's nuts. So anything he says is just like, you just kind of go with it and listen. And I remember watching this, you know, as a fan, as a kid, when he originally said it. and like cracking up, but I was like, is this leading to something with him and Flair? I was like, that was weird. That was out of nowhere. Why is he telling me to go watch Monday Night Raw? Because Steve Austin is way better than Flair, and that Flair and his friends got rid of all the good talent that was there. And I mean, he just went off on Ric Flair. But the funny thing is that somebody had mentioned in the comments when I saw this on Twitter, they said everyone backstage is afraid of Steiner. No one is saying, which I would be too. I mean, I probably wouldn't want to say anything to him either. But they said there was one lone nut job, if you will. There was one lone guy that was so pissed at Steiner, he had to say something to him. And that person was you. So what, I know you were kind of saying that you remember what happened, but what was the promo about? Why did he do that? And then what did you say to him? Because apparently you were the only person that was man enough or had balls enough to say, like, Scott, what the fuck are you doing?
That's basically what I said to him. Him and Rick really loathed one another. And Scott, I respect Scott for everything he ever did, and Rick too. But he went out there and he had held animosity to Flair for a long time. And I think it went both ways, except Flair could hide it a little bit better. And he just went off and he had enough. And he cut that promo, and then he's telling our fans to turn to watch Austin and watch Raw. Well, here's the thing. You can lose your temper. But now you're talking about you're hurting not Ric Flair, you're hurting the whole company, and guys are getting paid. And I went up to him, and all I said was, you know, Scotty, this was not the way to do it. This makes no sense. You wasted your precious time on a promo, and why did you do it? And he says, well, I'm a heel, that's what we do. So I think right from I'm not going to say, it was almost like he saw what he did when I brought it up to him. And he kind of, I mean, he was one of the toughest guys in the business. But I think he understood that at that moment, with nobody calling him out, but me bringing it up to him, and it wasn't a calling out, I just brought it up, what are you doing? That he saw maybe he overstepped the line and let his emotions get the worst of him. And then I've never had a problem with Scott Steiner. You know what I mean? I always talk to you about posters. You put Steiner on a poster, anybody, it looks like King Kong versus Godzilla, you know what I mean, with Goldberg and all the other ones. But no, so, I mean, I think I just kind of said to him, hey, that he could reflect and say, yeah, I really screwed up. I wasted time. But the hatred was so bad, so bad.
Now, this is a dumb question, but were you scared at all, like when you went up to him? Because it doesn't seem like it.
No, I mean, I had the thought that there was not ever going to be anything because I wasn't calling him a name, or I would approach it very, very professionally. I just asked him, what did you do that for? Why did you do it? And I think at that moment, nobody else had ever confronted him, I don't think. I think at that moment, he might have said, yeah, he's absolutely right. I wasted my time there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you think he was surprised that you confronted him? Because like you said, nobody really confronted him before.
I mean, there was no animosity. And when he said, yeah, I knew I had him when he said, yeah, I'm heel, I'm doing a heel promo. I said, yeah, against Ric Flair, you're not working with Rick. So I think he, at that moment, he might have thought, yeah, I let my personal problems with Flair get involved in drawing some money.
Stay.
Sting knocked out Luger to win Battle Bowl, which kind of sets up this match, the title match later on in the evening. Lex Luger, who's the WCW champion, against Sting. Now, the thing here about Luger is he's on his way out. What do you think about him doing business on the way out, losing to his best buddy, Sting, of course, but him doing things, you know, the right way? We'll get into the main event later, but you know what I mean? Like, he's on the way out. He's the champion. You got to lose the title, right?
And they're best buddies, and you know, it's an was an unwritten rule that that's what you're supposed to do. He did business the right way. Like Lex.
What do you think about him wanting to leave? Like, is that okay to you? Do you think, like, stick around, Lex, we're building something here. 160K, maybe we can build something here.
Well, you saw what they did with him when he went over. He had his own shows, right? Remember that was when ICAPRO was around?
So, technically speaking, he's on WrestleMania 8, which is, you know, April of 92, but he doesn't wrestle for, you know, for almost a year, I guess, technically, because of his contract with WCW. They let him out of it, but he was in the WBF, like you said, the ICAPRO, whatever, that kind of stuff. So he's in the World Bodybuilding Federation, but he's not in the WBF as a wrestler. So he's leaving WCW to be, like, the face of the WBF and then eventually be a wrestler in WWF, but that's not for another year.
Yeah, and they gave him, I'm sure they gave him a great deal to go over.
What do you think about that, though? Bodybuilding? Like, you're a wrestler, Lex. What are you doing here?
Well, he had a great body. And maybe, you know, Vince was always a body guy. And maybe putting him in that show for a year, it's sort of like they did Backlund, remember? They brought Backlund in for a year just for TV. Over a year. They exposed him in a different way. Maybe it was, they were hoping that, I think they were hoping that bodybuilding show was going to catch on and they bring some crossover people.
That's awesome. I just saw some awful WBF thing where this guy comes out, you know, he's jacked to the nines and he has a fake gun. And it's like, I guess, supported their big event. And there was ninjas in the crowd and he was pretending to shoot them with the gun. Oh, it's so bad. I was like, oh my God, no wonder WBF failed. It's just, I don't know, it's just such a corny idea. And I don't know if people that into bodybuilding as far as like making it into a pay-per-view event and stuff. It's just.
Well, I personally don't think so because I think it was kind of sort of ahead of its time. I don't even think they have pay-per-views now for bodybuilding, do they?
No, they just have big shows like Arnold Classic and stuff, yeah. But nothing like pay-per-view wise, no.
Mr. Olympia, they've shrunk. Yeah. Their audience has shrunk, believe it or not.
Yep.
People are training more, but not many people are still trying to get jacked to death.
To me, though, Luger, I know, I guess it's like a slippery slope, or you know, maybe I could be wrong, but it's almost like he wasted a year of his prime, years, kind of sitting on the sidelines and being in WWF because of the contract with WCW. He couldn't wrestle for the WWF until 93. So I don't know. To me, it just felt like he might have wasted a year of his prime.
Well, I know what you mean, but this guy is paying you all this money. He promised you everything. So you're biding your time for the year. And he thought he was going to get the big brass ring, right?
Yep. And we've talked about this before. Man, Vince screwed up his booking like crazy. When you look at it with Bischoff beating WWF and beating Vince, obviously you're booking the show, so you get a bit, pretty good handle on what's going on over there. Nobody else has ever beaten Vince. You know, really, his dad was the top promoter too, so you could say nobody ever beat his dad either. So it's like decades and decades of dominance. Pretty shocking that Bischoff, of all people, you know, comes out of nowhere, so to speak. Really comes from the AWA, C-string announcer, then they put him in charge. I mean, he's the only guy ever to beat Vince. That's insane. Vince is now retired, so no one will ever beat him, period. So that's pretty insane if you look at it.
Again, Eric didn't have the channels in his brain dug he was fresh in the head. He would look at things and analyze them and not say, oh, well, that worked before, we'll do it again. No. You know, like the thing about the NWO, when he went to Japan, it's on that angle.
So what did you think, though, about the NWO? Did you think that was going to work immediately? I mean, awesome idea. Obviously, probably the greatest idea ever, if you think about it.
I remember he called me, Arn, and I think Ric Flair out on the balcony and told us at the CNN Center, in the balcony office, office, and told us what he was going to do. And I thought, this is ingenious, because they just came off that TV. No one thinks they left. And it's what everybody wanted to see, WCW against WWF. And you couldn't have done it with two better guys than Kevin or Scott, because they played the role so well.
And what a crazy, awesome idea. The timing of the contracts of Hall and Nash, it just absolutely worked perfectly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The stars lined up. What were their contracts? A week apart, right?
Yeah, about a week or two apart. Yep, pretty nuts that it was able to work out like that.
Yep.
And then obviously convincing Hogan to be the third member of the NWO and turn heel, that's what really set it off beyond belief.
Yeah.
Eric, idea, you know, your idea?
What?
Eric, idea or your idea, really, to turn him heel?
I kept him at my house the night before. I've told you that story, right?
Yes. Yep.
There was not going to be a third man, in my mind, anyway.
Was Eric on board with that just from the start?
Yeah, but a lot of people tried to get to Eric. But Eric saw what was happening, too. A lot of people were turning their head when they were booing Hulk as a babyface. And to me, it was set off in Chicago. He came out all in black with a black bandana on, a black cross. Remember that?
Yes.
The whole building was booing him.
Yep.
And Mean Gene turned and said, you can see how solemn this building is tonight. He caught the interception, man. You know what I mean? He ran it back for a touchdown. And I said, if they're booing him in Chicago, they're booing them in Kansas City. They're booing them in Amarillo. They're booing them in Boston. They're booing them in Kennebunkport, Maine. You know, Kennebunkport, Maine. It was time. It was time.
When you look at it, okay, you got the NWO, you guys rocking and rolling. Did you think, like, holy shit, we're killing Vince? Or did you not even really pay attention to that? Because the rumor is always that Eric paid attention to that, and he lived and he loved it, and he thrived on that.
Everybody knew. Everybody knew it. Tuesday, I think it was 2:30, 3:30, we got the ratings. Everybody knew as soon as those ratings came out.
Thank you for watching the Hannibal TV. Please like this video if you enjoyed it and click the subscribe button to not miss any of our latest shoot interviews, match videos, or news updates. Follow us on Twitter at The Hannibal TV for instant updates.
Did you like Bob Roop as Maha Singh? I know this is a random one, but did you like him in that gimmick?
Yeah, because he had been in Florida quite a bit. Came in as a baby face, switched heel after he had been to the Olympics. The story about him. I was in Georgia, in Knoxville, when Knoxville's waning days, when Jack Mulligan bought the territory from the Crockett's. And they had really raped him over the coals. I was the booker for Jack. And they would tell me, they'd give me Flair and Steamboat, right, for Friday night in Knoxville. And I'd plug that coming soon, right, for about 3 weeks. Wednesday, they'd call me and say, we have to pull Mulligan, not Mulligan, Flair and Steamboat from you. I think they were trying to put Jack out of business. So somewhere down the line, somebody gave Mulligan a chance to send guys to Atlanta. And I was working in Atlanta and Knoxville, which is, they're not far apart, you know what I mean? 200 miles. So I had known Bob before when we were workers, and we had a great run. I've mentioned this to you. Nobody ever talks about this, but I had a great run in San Francisco with Bob. We worked 4 matches in a row, the main event in the Cow Palace. We were doing between 12 and 15,000 people. And then later on, Roop got into that plan B, right? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. We actually remember a while ago we talked to Ron Fuller about it.
Yeah. And I was that plan B. He got blackballed because of that. But Ole Anderson liked him and brought him in. And brought him into Georgia. And I saw the writing on the wall. Things were, you know, there was real turmoil there in Atlanta. You remember that? The Briscoes were selling it. And
yes.
Everything was up in the air. So I called to go back to Florida, and I had saw Dusty, and Dusty wanted me to come back. And then I called Mike, and I said, listen, I'm going to ask you a question, and I know it's going to be hard for you to swallow. I said, can I bring Roop in with me? Roop came up with that idea. And this is before I had the idea of the cult-like figure. He wanted to shave his half his head. And I thought, wow. And I called Mike, and he said, the only way he's coming in if you take full responsibility for him. But Bob had drawn money there. So, you know, they kind of will pardon you if you've drawn money. So he drew money, and yeah, it gave them a sense of relief that he came to and became that character. And also they thought because he did that, he kind of acquiesced to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely.
And I've heard the knock that the younger guys didn't get into the flow, okay? Right? Haven't you?
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Tell me how Hogan could have worked with those guys.
Ooh, I don't know.
Tell me.
So I guess it would have to have been when Hogan was feuding with Billy Kidman, if Eddie was still there. I would have somehow put Eddie in a feud with him. I don't know how you built a feud, but I mean,
what I'm saying is that Billy Kidman thing was a
horrible.
Was not a rating getter, right?
No, it was horrible.
Were the matches good?
I didn't like them, no.
How would those guys who could move work with Hogan?
I guess they could bump around for him, but it would have to be a certain dynamic, yeah.
Well, if they bumped around for him, wouldn't they be
jobbers? Kind of, yeah, I guess, in a way.
I know, would they show that they're very small?
Well, that too. They would look very small against Hogan. Look how small Kidman. I mean, Kidman's pretty small anyway, but he looked like a midget compared to Hogan. Jeez.
So where I'm going with this, and when they first came in, they were going to have resistance. But what do you think would a guy that had creative control would have done to them?
Oh, he's squashing those guys big time.
They were going to get there because they were great performers. But being young, you want it now.
Yep.
Okay, how would they have worked with Nash?
It's going to have to be that little man stuff like Mysterio. Just go after his legs the whole time and chop him down, chop down the tree, I guess.
Okay, so if they all do that, does Nash suffer?
Well, of course, he's going to look like, hey, I'm way bigger than this guy. It, cosmetically, it looks like I should squash this guy with my boot.
So does Nash suffer?
Yes.
So the hottest thing you got is the NWO. Do not become a wrestling fan when you're booking.
Hmm.
You know what to me is a good worker?
Who?
A guy that puts an ass every 16 inches.
So Hogan's the greatest worker of all time.
Well, maybe not the greatest of all times, but everybody, we're symbiotic relationships are very important. Is we live to make the unit whole. It's like a beehive. You can't. And what would you have done with those guys who were stealing the show every time they were together, and you put Ray and Hoovy and the Ultimate Dragon and the rest of the guys together, right?
Yep.
What would those other guys been worth to you once they got involved with the Cruiserweights?
Maybe not as much.
Would they have been able to hold off the whole WCW like they did?
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yep. But I do think Hogan could have had good matches with Benoit and Eddie a little bit later on. Not early on in the NWO, but like later on. Because, I mean, we've seen Benoit have good matches with Sid and guys like that.
Later on. But the thing was they should have been shoved right away. No. Because the other thing is, you were paying some guys $2 million and a guy that's making $200,000, and the guy with $2 million is going to go to the boss. Who are you going to protect?
Got to protect the guy making the most money, the investment.
It's a lot more intricate than people think.
Yep.
If it was on wrestling itself and not charisma, yeah. If it's on a combination of both, some of them, when they first came in, weren't great talkers. Am I right?
No, definitely not good talkers when they first came in, no.
Okay, and later on, some of them didn't improve that much.
No. Eddie did, of course, but not
Eddie,
most of the guys.
Eddie was the exception to the rule.
Yep.
What do people watch wrestling for? Violence in interviews.
Yep. Male soap opera with violence. Yeah. Yep.
So if you can't do The View, you got to work that much harder. And if you have to work that much harder, you have to show your compadres that you are exceptional. And they did that. But you can't do that overnight.
Of course, the other big one you're remembered for was against Chris Benoit in WCW. Probably the bathroom match where you guys fought in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's one of your most famous matches. Thoughts on that feud?
He was one of the most intense guys, probably the most intense guy I ever worked with. He could do anything. I mean, the bathroom match was intense. I had a match with him in San Francisco. I had a match with him that was similar, but nothing like the bathroom match. And there was a spot, if you watch it, where he wanted to put my head down the toilet, and I said no. And he caught on right away, no, because we would have made it gaga, made it funny then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was smart enough, even at that stage of the business, to understand, oh, he's right, you know, or whatever. A lot of guys would have said later on, why didn't you let me do it? He knew. He just said, yeah, you're right, that was not the thing to do. He was an intense performer, and, you know, he was one of the best.
I guess that must have been awkward a little bit, wrestling him with everything that happened, I guess, with your wife.
Well, people don't, you know. The thing is, my friends know this. We weren't living together for 8 months.
Okay.
So, I didn't think she'd, I knew she was going to end up with somebody, because I wasn't going to be staying there. And I didn't know it was going to be Chris. You know, he had a 2-week-old baby when this thing all transpired. But
no, with another woman.
With his wife,
with his wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he had a kid.
Two kids.
Oh.
So.
Well, I guess that wife got easy just getting cheated on.
It's probably the thing that sticks out about wrestling that everybody still. It still hurts everybody, because I think about this. I had a sister-in-law die just recently. When you lose someone close to you, I always think of her mother and father, but I've seen, we mentioned this, Benoit's father. You know, you can see the pain and grief. That's a hard thing to carry the rest of your life.
I guess Nancy, there was, what, a restraining order of some type filed for or applied for shortly before the incident occurred?
You know, at that period, I was so far removed from the rest of the business. I was living in the Keys. I had the gym. I hadn't gone out and done anything. And I remember Teddy Long calling me and telling me. And I was shocked. I was shocked. So I didn't know what was going on in their lives, so I can't surmise what happened, but it's a tragedy because, you know, it's a human life, and the people that are gone, can never come back, but the people that were left, Benoit's, and the children, Benoit's ex-wife, his mother, his father, Nancy's sister, who can't have children, that means her mother and father can never have grandkids. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing.
And the horror that the poor child would have gone through that night was just unimaginable. That's why I don't understand the people that still stick up for him, because that's a pretty monstrous thing to do.
It's a monstrous thing to do, but some of us want to believe our heroes are heroes, not human beings, and anything can happen to people, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes people, we don't know if drugs were involved, alcohol, somebody snapped.
Well, we do know he was on a lot of drugs. He was on a lot of, because it was found in his house, and it was clear that he was on a lot of steroids by his body, the way his body looked, and by this stuff that was found in his house, I guess. What about all these fools out there that claim that you're somehow the true culprit?
Well, it's this way. Conspiracy theory people, and I believe there's some conspiracies, but because he was such a fabulous wrestler, you don't want to believe it. You know, you want to look at something else. And the one that gets me is, well, he's in the Church of Satan. Ah, come on. I go to church. I'm a Catholic. I go to church on Sundays and discuss shit with my priest. But if they have to believe it, it doesn't bother me, because maybe that's how they sleep at night. Maybe they don't want to see their hero is what that happened. It's a horrible thing.
And as you also mentioned, you explained it well, but you were broken up, where you weren't living together with for 8 months,
yeah.
and this death occurred years later,
yeah.
and why would you have anything to do with the kid?
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah, that's a terrible tragedy, and just the final thing on Benoit, I guess you lost your, I guess, retirement match to Benoit.
Yeah.
I guess that was so you could focus on booking.
Right, and I wanted to do it for him.
Oh, and the other, one more thing about Benoit, then this, I'm a great admirer of yours, but the one thing I never understood why you did was, yeah.
I'll tell you why I gave him the belt. David Penzer came to me and said, they're upset. I said, I'd be upset if I was talented as them. I said, I'm going to put the belt on Sid, top of Sid tonight, put it on Benoit. And we're going to see how he does. But for some reason, I had this thought in my head, what if I'm just walking into a trap? That's why I had Sid when I mean, people always say, well, why don't they do this? Why they don't do that, right? Go tell Sid Vicious he's losing a 5'7" guy. Sid looked at me and said, this is the wrong thing to do, but because it's you, I'll do it. And it's, I gave Sid the finish first. And I said, Sid, do me a favor. When he puts the face lock on you, make sure your foot is underneath the ropes so I get an out. And you could never see it during the match, but I had another camera on it. So, you know, if you could go back in history and reverse things, it'd be great. But we'll never know what caused it. And... again, it's the sadness of it, and I understand why people reach for stuff because they can't believe something that they admire would do something.
And just about those four guys that allegedly they were worried you were going to push them, I think you gave Perry Saturn the best push of his career. He's probably best remembered for his WCW push. Eddie Guerrero had a great run in WCW. Dean Malenko was most over in WCW, so...
And we were putting the belts on Dean, the tag belts on Dean and Perry the following week. And I had made Eddie the first Cruiserweight champion and the U.S. champion at the same time. People forget that. I wanted to elevate the Cruiserweight that they could be... could wrestle heavyweights, like... Years ago in boxing, the light heavyweight champion almost always fought the heavyweight champion. So.
He unfortunately died April 20th, 1999. He was only 40 years old. It was an accidental overdose. Do you think that he was into, I know he was doing some stuff to get back, but do you think he was always kind of, you know, into, I know he drank a lot and stuff like that, but was he always into, like, there's rumors of, like, injecting himself with this, him being the guinea pig for that, like, this is a good steroid, that's not, was he always into the steroids and stuff?
I never heard of him thinking about the guinea pig thing. Where did that come from?
Jake and a bunch of other guys in shoot interviews, they always allude to it that Rude didn't care. Like he thought, you know, he's like invincible. First of all, I mean, he looked like $1 million bucks. So they would say, obviously, like maybe you test it out and see if you like it. I mean, he would know, you know, what's good and what's not good. But that's been in Jake the Snake and a bunch of other guys in shoot interviews have alluded to it and different stuff like that. I don't know if that's true. I think Jake or somebody else also alluded to him injecting his penis with something like, oh, you always hear weird stuff in these shoots. And I don't know what's true and what's not. There's no proof of any of this, but that's the rumor.
Injecting his penis with what?
Cialis or whatever, Viagra or something, because he wanted to be extra virile. I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know, but that's, who knows? But I mean, the steroid thing, I mean.
Everybody was using.
Yeah, I would think at least 75%, if not higher.
And him, Luger, Warrior, Kerry Von Erich, I know all those guys were using, but they have the best bodies. So, I mean, good for them in a certain aspect that they can get that look, and other guys maybe couldn't. But I don't know if that attributed to him dying at such an early age, because, you know, obviously steroids, heart, everything else is not good.
Isn't it funny that now doctors almost automatically give them to anybody at 40 years old or older?
Yeah, very, very strange. I know it's so easy to get, because I got a buddy of mine who's, you know, entering into the later 40s, and he was saying how easy it is to get like testosterone and steroids and this and that. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's replacement, you know, hormone replacement, they call it. But here's the thing. Guys were taking a month's supply in 2 days. That's what why they bought.
Dangerous amount.
Yeah, dangerous amount. I mean, I always say I'm surprised more guys didn't die.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it puts so much pressure on your heart to pump. You know, just think of this. When you have all that muscle, your heart either has to get bigger, smaller, or harder. You know what I mean? And that's not a good thing to have. So, yeah.
When you look at Rick Rude and obviously the untimely death, I mean, way early, he's only 40 years old.
I met him in Florida. I believe it was 1974. He was about 180 pounds. He was Kozlov Vasari then.
Wow, he was pretty small, obviously, considering, you know, when he wrestled in WWF in his heydays when he won the world title, probably about 250, 260. He was a pretty big dude.
Yeah, he sure was.
Bulked up big time. What do you think about just Sheiky Bit when you think of Iron Sheik? Do you think of like the jokey Sheik, or you think of the shooter? Do you think of the world champion? What do you think about Iron Sheik?
I think of a combination. You know, legend has it that, and I saw them, you know, they, did you ever hear the story where he was used to sleep beside the shower of Ron?
Mm-hmm.
And he was stabbed in the head with an ice pick.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Some guy tried to assassinate the Shah and came in and stabbed Sheiky.
Wow, damn.
And then he was one of the great amateur wrestlers from that part of the world. But he left because Hussein. One of the greatest wrestlers, amateur wrestlers of all time, was Sheik's, captain of Sheik's wrestling, national wrestling team. And Sheik said that's the reason why he left, because he believes the guy was assassinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lost faith in the country after they killed his mentor, basically, who stuck up for, you know, the rights of the people and stuff. And I guess that was frowned upon.
Right. Big time, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So Sheik lost some faith there and decided to come to the U.S., the good old U.S. of A., and obviously eventually becomes the Iron Sheik, which is one of the most memorable gimmicks. Pretty much everybody knows. Like, you say Iron Sheik, everybody knows Iron Sheik. They know Sheiky Baby.
I mean, he had the revival with those two twins. Weren't they twins or brothers up there?
Brothers, yeah. Yep.
And, you know, he got on the Howard Stern show. He was everywhere for a while.
Yeah, for sure. It was just kind of like a different version of Sheik. I just didn't like how those guys basically pretended Sheik was tweeting and, you know, posting messages on Instagram. So I was just like, it's kind of like a little bit tasteless. But people, I guess they liked it. You know, he's pretending F you Hogan and all this other stuff. And Sheik has no idea, because I know a buddy of mine that worked with the Sheik. Actually, up until last year, he was working with Sheik on stuff, you know, signings and different things of that nature. He said he doesn't even know how to open a Twitter or whatever. So those guys are just tweeting stuff out, which is ridiculous. But
who was helping him then? Was it Eric Demps?
No, this was Tony. Tony Hunter was helping him for a while.
Okay.
I think him and Sims had a weird falling out, but I remember during the Howard Stern days, Sims was his manager.
Yeah.
Interesting. But that was quite a, you know, Brian Blair, I'm going to make you humble, I'm going to F you in the ass, and all this other stuff. It's like a definitely interesting side of Sheik that we didn't know about when we, you know, when we were watching him and Hogan in the 80s.
Right, right. And I think that thing with Brian was a complete work.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just screwing around trying to be funny?
Yeah, yeah.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You can check us out on Facebook. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere
with my bookie. So don't forget to use that promo code TESKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with my bookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.